Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorbin is here today with news about a big boost for cybersecurity education locally. Right, Randy?
That's right, Beth. And cybersecurity, the big buzzword these days, of course, everybody is looking for ways to keep their own, either whether it be a business or personal internet connection, secure. The Global Cybersecurity Institute is something that is being planned at RIT and getting quite a boost now, getting a $5 million grant from the New York State Higher Education Capital Matching Grant Program. That money, combined with a donation from RIT alum and entrepreneur Austin McCord, will go toward construction of a building to house the new institute. Analysts expect by 2022, the global shortage of qualified cybersecurity employees will reach 1.8 million. Also at RIT, the university last week unveiling a new lab inside their Golisano Institute for Sustainability. That was made possible by a $2 million gift from an RIT alum and former trustee, Bal Dixit. The lab will provide research and testing on fire-resistant materials and systems. A Colorado-based company, the winner of the first round of New York State's Luminate New York competition. We told you about that last week. We have some more information on that competition now, which includes startup optics, photonics, and imaging companies. Double Helix took the top prize there. They're involved in high-precision imaging and 3D types of imaging as well. They'll get the top prize of $1 million. Part of the requirement is they do commit to staying in this area for at least the next 18 months. Jim Sinal's president of NextCore, that used to be High Tech Rochester. They helped organize the competition. He says even if all the companies involved in this contest don't stay in Rochester, it will still have a great spin-off effect.
Since we're an optics capital of the world, we've already seen even all 10 teams or most of the 10 teams establish relationships with some local manufacturers that are designing product for them or might manufacture products. So the more that stay here, obviously that's the goal. Even if some decide not to, but a local company gets to be their manufacturing partner, that's a good win too.
Another $1 million being divvied up among three other companies that came in among the top finishers. Well, cannabis, something that is kind of flirting with the alcohol beverage community. We've talked about this before. There's some interest in this when it does become legal by Constellation Brands. During their earnings call last week, CEO Rob Sands saying that they are looking at the cannabis industries. If they see opportunities within the confines of what they can legally do, they'll take that action. The remarks came in response to an analyst question on the conference call about Sands' broader thinking about the cannabis market and to what extent Constellation sees an opening to enter the marijuana business in states like California. Constellation had said it was looking closely at what it could and couldn't do within the U.S.'s growing marijuana industry, and the officials there saying that if a legal opportunity surfaces, they will move ahead. Recreational marijuana sales became legal in California in January. Constellation Brands last year invested in a Canadian pot producer called Canopy Growth. Canada is legalizing recreational pot use beginning in October. Sands said last week that Constellation had recognized gains of more than $700 million since they invested in that Canadian company. They recently listed on the U.S. stock exchanges. And the legalization, though, has raised concerns about how the marijuana industry might cut into alcohol sales, Beth. So, for instance, if you did have, let's say, an infused type of a beverage with some kind of cannabis that was legal, it could affect sales of beer, wine, other traditional products.
Oh, so that's why Constellation looking ahead to any potential outcomes there.
All these companies, you know, especially large companies like Constellation, if you want to keep your global position very competitive area, they've got to look at what's on the horizon.
All right. Randy Gorbin, our news director with the WXXI Business Report. Thank you, Randy.